Welcome to episode 197 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for the week of September 17th, 2012. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. On this week's episode of the Fredcast, we'll preview the upcoming Viva Bike Vegas Grand Fondo, which takes place after the Interbike Trade Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Following that, interviews from Interbike, inspiring interviews with Allison Jones, a gold medalist in the Paralympics, and with Lieutenant Colonel David Haynes from Ride to Recovery. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. Hello, Freds. Welcome back to another episode of the Fredcast. This one coming to you, well, from my hotel room here at Interbike in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lots of great stuff coming up in the weeks to come with great interviews from here at Interbike, with just a taste today of two of my favorite interviews that I've done so far here at Interbike. But before we get to that, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our show sponsor and great supporter, Jensen USA, at jensenusa.com/thefredcast. I've been telling you for a couple of years about Jensen USA, because they are known for having a great selection of cycling products. Whether you are looking for BMX or mountain or gravity or road or cyclocross, they've got the products you need at just phenomenal pricing with literally the best customer service in the industry. Again, cyclocross season is coming. We're getting into fall. I know where I live, the fall colors are gorgeous, and now's the time I just want to be on my mountain bike. And the problem is, sometimes I need stuff, and the place that I go first and always is Jensen USA. Great selection of items, whether it's for your road bike or your mountain bike or for cyclocross. Go ahead and check them out if you haven't already. They should be the first place you stop when you are looking for new products for your bike, for apparel, for nutrition needs, whatever it is that you need for your cycling lifestyle. The place to go is Jensen USA. Go ahead and check them out. Go to jensenusa.com/thefredcast, or just go to www.thefredcast.com and click on that Jensen USA advertisement on the right-hand side of the page. You'll be glad that you did. Once again, and as always, heartfelt thanks to Jensen USA for supporting the Fredcast, and thank you for supporting Jensen USA. Well, once again, I know there's a lot going on in the cycling world, but when it comes to product and when it comes to what you can expect to see at Jensen USA and on your favorite store shelves over the next few months and indeed year, well, it's right here. We're at the epicenter of the cycling universe right now at Interbike here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, this year, Interbike is at the Sands Expo Convention Center, as it has been for the last several years. And of course, the outdoor demo took place a couple of days ago at Bootleg Canyon in Boulder City, Nevada, the gateway to Hoover Dam. And a lot of great interviews that I did out there. And those will be coming up for you here on the next few weeks of the Fredcast. But today, I've got three interviews specifically that I wanted to bring to you right away. The first, we're going to have Angela Torres. Now, she's from the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada. What the heck are we talking to her about? Well, it's because the Regional Transportation Commission here, the RTC, is responsible not only for cars and buses and mass transit, but they're also responsible for advocacy when it comes to bicycles, getting more people out on bikes, commuting, enjoying the cycling lifestyle. And one of the ways that they do that is through an event that they do here in Las Vegas that Mrs. Fredcast and I will be participating in this coming weekend. And if you're anywhere nearby, whether you're in Southern Utah or Arizona, Southern Nevada, or in Southern California, something that I would strongly encourage you to check out. And it's the RTC's Viva Bike Vegas Grand Fondo. I mean, at least for me, it's the only time I'm ever going to be able to say that I rode with Miguel Indurain. Great event. We're going to have an interview with Angela, and she's going to tell you all about the event. So go ahead and check it out. She says the URL several times, and I think you'll learn quite a bit. Following that, two phenomenal interviews with two very inspirational athletes. First, Allison Jones, gold medal winner in the Paralympics that just concluded in London. Had a great interview with her. We were standing in the Oakley trailer, and it was just a phenomenal experience. So glad to have met her. Had the chance to actually see and touch a gold medal. Now, Allison has not only won gold in the Summer Olympics, she's also won gold in the Winter Olympics, and she'll tell you about that as well. And then to conclude, Lieutenant Colonel David Haynes, who rode from the Las Vegas Strip on out to the outdoor demo in Boulder City, Nevada, with a number of his comrades from a group called Ride to Recovery. And he will tell you all about that. He and his colleagues are an inspiration, and I know that you will enjoy hearing his story and hearing about Ride to Recovery. So without further ado, I'm pleased to bring to you my interview that I did last week with Angela Torres from the RTC about the Viva Bike Vegas Grand Fondo. Well, I'd like to welcome to the Fredcast today Angela Torres. She's the Government Affairs and Media Relations Manager for the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada. As I take a deep breath, welcome to the Fredcast, Angela.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It is great to have you here. Now, you're here because we want to talk about an upcoming event on Saturday, September the 22nd. I hope I get this right. It's the RTC Viva Las Vegas Grand Fondo Pinarello. Did I get it right?
You didn't. It is the RTC's 2012 Viva Bike Vegas Grand Fondo Pinarello, presented by Vector Media. I know it's long.
It is long, but all right, so let's talk about that for a second. So clearly it's in Las Vegas. It's on September the 22nd. It's a Grand Fondo event. Before we get into the details of this year's event, I understand that this is the fifth year of the event. Let's talk just a little bit about the genesis of it. How did it all begin?
You know, at the Regional Transportation Commission, we're unique in that we're a regional organization that oversees the public transportation, we provide public transportation in Southern Nevada. We also are the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and we also manage traffic. So those are the three components of what we do. Given that, one of our biggest charges is to promote alternative forms of transportation in Southern Nevada. And cycling has really taken on its popularity in our city. What we're doing is we want to continue to promote it, and that's how we started. This is the fifth year of the ride, and in the first year, our goal even to today is to promote cycling as a safe alternative form of transportation, to get people who live in Southern Nevada who say, do I want to take my bike out? Is it safe to take my bike out? I don't really know how to ride. And that's what this event does for our local community. It comes out and it promotes cycling as an alternative form of transportation. But it also has evolved through the years. And what we've learned is that, not only our local community is interested in cycling, but tourists, and there's a huge cycling community out there that is interested in coming to Las Vegas to see what we have. Because honestly, David, we are the best kept secret to the cycling community.
I've been coming to Southern Nevada for years for business, for vacations, and I've ridden probably the majority of this course that we'll talk about in a few moments. And you're right, there are some really great rides in Southern Nevada, whether it's the Lake Mead, Hoover Dam area, whether it's the Red Rock area. You've just got some beautiful riding and some great roads for riding. So I think that I'm guessing this event really showcases that for tourists as well, right?
It does. This event will take people beyond the bright lights of the Las Vegas Strip. And we have so much to offer to outdoor enthusiasts that is often overlooked. So this event will take riders, they'll be able to experience it all, is what I say. They'll be able to experience the glitz and glamour that makes up the world-famous Las Vegas Strip as they ride down the Strip. They'll go through the vistas of the Red Rock Canyon National Conservation Area. They'll take on the scenic trails near Lake Mead National Park. In addition, many of the riders will have the opportunity to ride over the historic Hoover Dam for the first time. So, I mean, we truly are. And then they can come back, David, and you know what? You want to stay in a luxury hotel? You have that. You want fine dining? You want to go to the nicest restaurant? You have the opportunity to do that. You want to experience some of the best shopping that our city has to offer? You have the opportunity to do that. This event attracts tourists and provides tourists with the opportunity to experience everything Southern Nevada has to offer, both on the Strip and off the Strip.
The first year that you did the event, any idea how many participants you had?
You know, I'm not sure, but I know this event has grown through the years, and we will have more than 2,000 riders this year.
And any idea of how that breaks? Well, before we get there, I know that this year there are multiple distances. Let's talk about that.
Yes. What we've done is we've you know, again, it's both, you can choose. If you're a beginner rider, we have a 17-mile ride out there for you. If you're, you know, a moderate rider, okay, I want to challenge myself, 17 miles is not enough for me. We have a 75-mile ride. And then we have what we call the 102 Century-mile ride, and then we have 122, the Grand Fondo ride. And the idea when we designed these rides was to attract cyclists from all skill levels. And then for the 122, you know, I'm a runner, so I know that, you know, I may sign up for the marathon, but halfway through, I don't feel good that morning, but I may come down to the half marathon. And that's similar to what's going on here and when we plan this ride is, you know what, you may sign up for the Grand Fondo, and you may feel like, you know what, I'm going to do the whole 122. And that day, you may not feel like you can do it, and you want to just, you know, venture off and come back. And so we're giving you the opportunity at the 122-mile mark to say, you know what, yes, I can continue on, or no, I'm going to head back.
Yeah, my wife and I are doing the ride, and I will have been in Vegas for the entire week beforehand at the Interbike Trade Show. And after a week of standing on my feet, while today I have no doubt that I could do the Grand Fondo, you know, I may get to that cutoff point and say, you know what, I think I'll head back to the luxury hotel, like you said. So it's nice that you've got that option available. This year, as you said, you're going to have more than 2,000 riders. Give everybody an idea of what's involved with registration. Is registration still open? How can they get involved in the ride?
You know, registration is still open, and they can sign up visiting our website at www.rtcsnv.com. It's www.rtcsnv.com. It costs $105, and that's all they need to do is register online and sign up.
And let's talk about the day of the event, because I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, I've always heard it gets kind of warm in Las Vegas. What time does the event start, and what are you expecting in the way of support for the riders when they're out on the course?
You know, we understand that a lot of people are going to come from different environments, and we have definitely prepared for that. The ride will start about 5:30 a.m. And what we think we have increased the amount of water stations that we will be having to help people who aren't used to riding in our climate. We have SAC support. So there's a lot of things that we're doing. We're doing a training video beforehand so riders know what to expect. And then we'll have people on site. So if you have any questions, when you go pick up your packet, we're there. We will be able to answer them and address all of them. And then there's also more information on our website, again, at www.rtcsnv.com.
You know, I'm intrigued about the video portion. I'm always talking about safety on the show, and it's something that I've always been involved in cycling. What was the impetus for that, and what can riders expect in that safety video? Because I saw that in the email talking to me about packet pickup. So what can people expect?
Well, I think when, you know, the first thing that we're going to do is definitely talk about staying hydrated. That's one of the things that's really important. As, you know, writers come from all around the world, we want to definitely make sure people know that, yes, it is warmer temperatures in southern Nevada. Another thing that we want to ask writers to do is to sign up for the skill level that you are currently in. As the more advanced writers and typical writers, the more advanced writers head out first. And then the least advanced, right, you know, if they're not so skilled, they head out after. So we want to put you in line of where you originate. I believe when you sign up for whatever skill level you're at, and we want to organize it correctly. So we're asking writers to just be honest. And then when you look at the video, you'll see, you know, we'll take you through the course and we'll show you what's the left turns, what's the right turns, and what to experience so that you know right away, this is what this ride is going to be about, this is what my expectations are, this is, you know, like you said, your wife and you are determining, you know, do you do this entry, do you do the Grand Fondo? You'll be able to see the course prior to know what you should do. And that was what we were doing. We were trying to manage expectations.
Now, on the other end, you've got the safety aspect, but then you've also got the competitive aspect. I mean, it is a Grand Fondo after all. You've got someone kind of famous among the cycling community who'll be leading the ride. Tell us about that.
You know, we are very excited. And David, again, this is how much our event has grown. You know, we started off with a really small local home-based event, and it's grown so much that we were able to secure partnerships with Interbike, secure partnerships with Pinarello, and now we also were able to secure 5-time Tour de France champion and 2-time Giro d'Italia winner Miguel Indurain. He has been committed. He's committed to riding in this year's event, and we're really excited to have him. We're going to be having a press conference, and we're inviting anybody who's at Interbike to come to the press conference on Thursday, September 20th. They can, you know, and check it out. We're really excited to have both, you know, to be at Interbike. We're excited that we have Pinarello as a sponsor of this year's event, and then more importantly, we're so excited to be able to say, you know, look, Miguel Durain's riding with us. It's truly demonstrates how far we've come as an event and how much we've grown.
Yeah, so for those of you who are interested in riding with a Tour de France winner, here you go. It's your opportunity to ride with Miguel Indurain. You know, so, I mean, even if I never see him, I'm going to tell people, did you know I went on a ride with Miguel? He's my new
That's
best friend.
Cool.
What else should people know about the event in advance? And again, tell them where they can get more information.
You know, you can get more information about everything that you need to know about our Grand Fondo is at www.rtcsnv.com. We are encouraging you to come out, whether you're an experienced cyclist or you're just new to this sport. Come out, ride with us. It's a fun event. It attracts people from all skill levels. And I'm certain that once you get to ride down the Las Vegas Strip and you get to experience everything Southern Nevada has to offer, both on the Las Vegas Strip and off the Strip. So we hope to see you there.
That's great. Hey, one last question really quick. I know that you guys are collecting demographics, you know where people are coming from. Any idea where, you know, other than Miguel Indurain, any idea where some cyclists may be coming from either throughout the United States or even internationally?
You know, I know that we have received international riders, especially from Europe in the past. I have not looked to see where our demographics is as of today in terms of have these people signed up as well. But I do know that we are an international event because we do have people that have signed up. I just have not looked at the countries that they're coming from.
Oh, that's great. Well, look, if you're looking for a great Grand Fondo, if you're going to be at Interbike, if you're in Southern Nevada, in Southern California, or coming from anywhere, sounds like a great event. Mrs. Fredcast and I are doing the event. We've decided that we'll be the Lantern Rouge this year. Angela, those are the people who are in last place, by the way. and so if you'd like to come out and join us, it would be great. Again, it's rtcsnv.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. Angela Torres, thanks so much for joining us today on the Fredcast.
Thank you.
Next up, as promised, I've got the interview with Allison Jones. Allison Jones, my friend Brian from Velo Images, introduced me to her and said, David, you have got to interview her. She is just an inspiration. He had just returned, Brian, that is, from the Paralympics in London. And by the way, he told me, and I hope he doesn't mind my saying this, he told me that given the choice, if he was asked that if he could only cover the Olympics or the Paralympics, which one would he choose? Hands down, he said the Paralympics. And it's people like Allison Jones who really inspired him. And so it was great to meet her. We met in the Oakley trailer at Outdoor Demo, which was kind of nice because it was the only place that was air conditioned. But again, here is my interview with United States Olympian and gold medalist, and a medalist both in summer and in winter, Allison Jones.
You never know who you're going to meet at Outdoor Demo. And we walked into the Oakley tent, you know, just for some air conditioning, and we run into Olympic gold medalist Allison Jones. Allison, you've got your medal with you just back from London from the Paralympics. Tell us about it.
Oh, it was a blast, man. It was great to be there. The crowds were sold out, both in the Velodrome and out at Brands Hatch where we did the road events. And, you know, to know you got home crowd cheering for you, even though you're in London in the UK. And it was amazing there. And it was great feeling, great vibe to be riding.
What about, you know, you ride, you win the gold medal, you're standing on the podium, the flag starts going up. What's the feeling? What's going through your mind?
You know, honestly, at that point, I was super excited just to be there. I had my family literally front row. I'm sure my mom elbowed 1,000 people out of the way to get front row right there. It wasn't until I got back to the cabin and was around everybody that I realized what I just did. Like, everybody could tell, like, the weight just hit, like, what just happened. And that was the crazy cool part about it.
Yeah, really nice. Now, of course, you're not just a summer medalist. You're a winter medalist, too. Tell us about that.
So, yeah, my other sport is alpine skiing. I stumbled upon cycling as a cross training for it. And now I got a gold in 2006 in the slalom in that. So I'm the second U.S. woman to medal in both winter and summer events. Gold medal in both winter and summer.
Right, not bad. Okay, so your parents were there, right? What do they say? I mean, what are their thoughts about that?
Me and my mom's just excited. She's been to 4 games with me, so she was super excited for me. And then my dad was stoked. They got up at the top of the grandstand so they could yell to the front straight and to the back straight. So I could hear them as I came by, and you could tell they were just jazzed as I was.
Did you get to go to the White House?
I did not go to the White House because my dad races Formula One air races, and Reno was last week in their national championships. He came to watch me, and I was like, I'm going to go support you. So I went and watched him go 240 miles an hour, 50 feet off the ground. So
do you attribute some of your success to the fact that you're like in a family of competitors?
Adrenaline junkies, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, the competitive nature's there, and it's just great. And they know what I go through to race, and I know what they go through themselves to race their sports.
What's next?
I'm getting ready for ski season. After a 6-week hiatus of no sports, and dabble a little mountain biking today, probably move up to Steamboat next week, see what, maybe surfing in between, go down to SoCal and surf a couple days, and then get back to skiing and hit it up hard in November.
You really need to do something physical. I mean, you know, come on. Stop being such a slacker.
I've been told my off days aren't really that easy. Yeah, they're like, I'm going to take an off day. And then my friends realize that I don't do off days. They just don't do sports that day.
Well, Allison, it's great to meet you. Congratulations. Thanks for representing our country so well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It was a great event.
And finally tonight, one more interview for you. Now, yesterday at Outdoor Demo, there was an event where a number of people took part in an event put on by Ride to Recovery. Now, Ride to Recovery is an organization, and you'll hear more about this in a moment, an organization that works with wounded veterans to help them not only in their rehabilitation, but to go beyond rehabilitation. And they do this through cycling. It's a phenomenal group, an inspirational group, and when you see these folks and what they are able to do despite having been wounded in battle, like our next guest, when you see what they're able to do, it is just an inspiration. So here is my interview from yesterday at Outdoor Demo with Lieutenant Colonel David Haynes, U.S. Army retired from Ride to Recovery.
This is David. We're live at Outdoor Demo, and we're talking to David, former Lieutenant Colonel from the United States Army. Today you did a ride called Ride to Recovery, or part of Ride to Recovery. Tell me about the ride that you did.
Yes, sir. We started in the Mandalay Bay down in Las Vegas, Nevada, and rode up here to the Outdoor Demo. It was about 23 miles, and there was probably about 40 people there, including at least 3 combat wounded veterans that I know about, including myself. And just kind of a nice laid-back group ride up here to the outdoor demo.
Tell me a little bit about what Ride to Recovery is and what it means to you.
Okay. Ride to Recovery is a 501c3 nonprofit focused on helping veterans and first responders heal through cycling. And these are people that have been wounded and injured in service to our country or their community. For me personally, I was wounded in Baghdad in 2006. And I was a cyclist before I was hurt. And it was one of the things that motivated me to get better, was to get back on a bike. And I discovered Ride to Recovery during my rehabilitation. It gave me something to focus my training goals on so I could go on one of their long challenge rides. And by the time I got there, I thought I was healed up. And I realized that I still had a ways to go when I came and rode with 200 other veterans. So, you know, it's really great because it kind of replicates the camaraderie that you have in a unit in the military. And you know, I think that's important for the guys that have been hurt in service, is to have that camaraderie and be able to speak about what they've been through with other people that understand what they're doing. You know, the other benefits are is obviously you get physically fit, which speeds the healing, as well as just the psychological, the social, and emotional benefits of being with a lot of great people that like to ride bikes.
You know, you talk about the camaraderie, and I've seen a lot of wounded veterans groups, and the way that they support each other on rides, you know, guys on recumbents being helped pulled up hills by other guys. There really is a lot of support in a community like this, isn't there?
Yes, there is. You know, that's one thing that a lot of people come away from the rides is it, you know, either they don't believe somebody has their back, or it reinforces their belief that there will always be somebody there to help them out, you know, and it may be a fellow service member, it could be a nonprofit, or it could be their community. But, you know, I think that helps them significantly to just know there's somebody behind them.
Absolutely. Now, the bike that we're standing in front of is just a gorgeous-looking Raleigh, but it's got something special. Tell me about that.
Yes, this bike is a Raleigh carbon fiber cyclocross frame, the RXC Pro Disc. And it was specially made by Scott Morrow, our equipment guy in Ride to Recovery, for a quad amputee, Delvin McMillan. And this is a guy that was told he would never, ever ride an upright bike again. And if it's one thing about Ride to Recovery, we love to prove people wrong when they say stuff like that. So this bike here is probably the second or third generation of what we've done for Delvin. And the most interesting thing about it, obviously, is the controls that he has to accommodate his residual limbs. He rides with a prosthetic on his right arm, and he has enough residual limb on his left arm where he can control brakes with the pads, and you also see the DI2 buttons that allow him to control shifting with just his residual limb. So just an amazing feat of engineering from our perspective.
It's phenomenal. It's very, very cool. People are going to want more information on Ride to Recovery. Where can they get that?
The best place to get information on Ride to Recovery is our website, www.ride2recovery.com. You can find out how to ride along with the Warriors on our challenge rides, do one-day rides in the Honor Ride program that we run, learn how to volunteer, donate, buy gear, or just get in touch with us to ask us how you can help.
Well, Colonel, thank you very much for telling me a little bit about Ride to Recovery. Thank you for your service, and it's just been great meeting you. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Well, I got to say, two really inspirational interviews from Interbike. I've got many, many more. Of course, a lot of product focus, and we've been doing just a lot of interviews here at Interbike. And as I've told you before, I'm also hosting Good Morning Interbike here at the show. You can watch that for the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, of Interbike at interbike.com/live. And we'll be doing that at 8:30 in the morning on Thursday and Friday, and that's Pacific Daylight Time, so go ahead and check it out. Plus, we're doing the Spokesman podcast one more time. We did one this evening. It's Wednesday night here, the 19th of September. We'll be doing another one tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and you'll be able to watch that once again at interbike.com/live. So go ahead and check that out. Before we go, got to make one more mention of our friends at Jensen USA. JensenUSA.com/thefredcast is where you are going to be able to go to find a great selection of products at phenomenal pricing at literally with the best customer service in the industry. Go ahead and check them out, JensenUSA.com/TheFredcast. Now, before we go, don't want to let you go without letting you know how you can stay in touch with The Fredcast. Obviously, we've got our website, www.thefredcast.com. You can follow along on Twitter. The Twitter name is simply Fredcast, or follow us on Facebook. We've got a page just dedicated to The Fredcast, and I am posting all sorts of pictures and updates from Interbike there at our Facebook page, so go ahead and check that out. Or, of course, you can give us a call anytime on the Fredcast listener hotline, and that's area code 661-513-FRED. That's 661-513-3733, or our email address is simply thefredcast@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's episode of The Fredcast. We're going to have much more coming in the coming days from here at Interbike. But between now and the next show, enjoy the music. It's my favorite Jimmy Bratcher song. But most of all, enjoy the ride.